Committee on Education and Natural Resources. This is Wednesday, June 15th, and our work session this morning is on the Department of Agriculture, House Bill 5158, and Department of Agriculture Fee Bill, House Bill 5159, and then we'll have a public hearing and work session on House Bill 2539. And with that, Paul, maybe you could start out and walk us through what our plan of attack is for this morning.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman's committee will be working through the budget bill, which is House Bill 5158 first, then moving on to the fee ratification bill, 5159, and as you said, then we'll work through the food safety fee bill, which is House Bill 2539. At your place and distributed to your offices earlier was a packet of information for the Department of Agriculture Budget Bill, House Bill 5158. You'll see the memo dated June 10th from our Senate Fiscal Office. I would begin with the LFO recommendations on the performance measures. The performance measures for the agency, as you can see from the recommendations, are undergoing a lot of different modifications. There was some discussion last session and again this session about the number of performance measures that the department had and the need to make some of those internal measures that would still be tracked but not reported as the key performance measures. So you'll see those where in the far right column there's a notation of deleted but to keep internally, so the department will be able to report on those and we'll track them, but you will not be seeing them in this same standard form of the legislatively adopted performance measures next biennium. There are a few that were modified based on recommendations of the subcommittee, a couple that were added, including one that talked about the number of plant species not listed in Oregon, where department activities play a role in the decision. And you'll also see a number of measures for economic development that were added at the request of the committee last session when looking at the department's performance measures. Wanted more measures dealing with the effect and outcomes of the agricultural marketing and development program. So you see those added. And then again, standard customer service measures that we're adding into all budgets. And Mr. Chair, with that, I would, that's the end of the LFO recommendations for the performance measures.
Okay. Representative Mark.
Thank you. Performance measure number 12, percent of commercial pesticide operators complying with the pesticide use reporting system requirements, and we're deleting that. Can you give me a little background on that, please?
Mr. Chair, Representative Marsh, that is being deleted in part because of the system has not been operational. I believe that we discussed this in subcommittee that if the pesticide reporting system were to become operational during the biennium, that the department would seek to add the measure back again next biennium. But even if a system were to begin development, it's unlikely that there would be much data for this measure during the next biennium, 05-07. So at this point, we're recommending it be deleted. And in this budget, you'll see there's no money for the pesticide use reporting system. And if such money does appear again, we would have the department add a measure like this next biennium if it's deemed necessary.
Do you know if the Senate budget has funds available for
Mr. Chair, Representative March, I believe it does. It is in the Senate budget plan. The performance measurements will remain the same, though. We're not going to attempt to have two different sets of performance measurements. Again, if ultimately a system does begin, the department will. They'll be tracking. I'm sure they can track compliance and then report that if needed next biennium.
I would hope that they would come back to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee during the interim if funding does become available.
I can make a notation of that for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions on the performance measures? I would take a motion.
So moved. Thank you, Chair.
Moves the performance measures. Any questions? Any objections? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, you'll also see in your information the form you're familiar with by now, the work session action report, House budget version, says at the top. I would begin on page 4 of 20 for the Administration and Support Services Program Unit. There are the standard 090 reduction package, which makes the smart buy reductions and eliminates two positions, some SNS that are other funds to create an ending balance. It's recommended in the governor's budget. LFO is recommending approval of package 090. Mr. Chair, would you like me to go through each one individually, or?
We approve each one as we go through.
Okay.
So the discussion on package 090. Take a motion.
So moved.
Representative Martin moves acceptance of package 090. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Package 303 is the park.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Perhaps we should wait on 303 until Representative Morgan's here.
Fine. Appreciate that.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to package 801, LFO analyst recommendations, which is the package that makes the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rates and Attorney General rates. And LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Okay. Questions on package 801?
So moved.
Representative March moves package 801 be approved. Is there an objection? Is there any discussion? No objections? So ordered.
Package 803 is for vacancy savings. This package would eliminate a vacant position that's currently being used to fund the internal auditing functions. The package would eliminate the general fund support associated with the position, but would add the other funds limitation and additional limitation for a total of $50,000 of other funds for use to support the internal auditing functions of the department, and LFO is recommending approval of this package.
So moved.
Representative March moves we approve. Is this 803?
Package 803, that's correct.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection? So ordered.
Package 815 is the package used to make the 3% reduction to services, supplies, and capital outlay as required in the House budget plan, and LFO is recommending approval to implement the House budget plan.
Motion.
So moved.
Have the motion. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Mr. Chair, moving on to the food safety policy area, which begins on page 6 of 20. Package 070 makes a large reduction in other funds and positions related to not supportable revenue in the budget. Part of this is the food safety program, in which the other funds revenue is not sufficient under current law to support the program. You'll see some of that being restored later in package 200. LFO is recommending approval of package 070 without modification.
Representative March moves package 090 as recommended. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? No objection, so ordered.
Package 090 is an analyst adjustment package. Eliminates also some positions and other fund limitation to create an ending balance, makes the smart buy reductions, and again, LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Sir. I'll move. Let's say Mark moves acceptance of package 090. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Question.
Not necessarily. But apparently, a nice person in the audience told me that we're reducing some area inspection money somewhere in here. Where is that from 3.5 million to 3.2 million? Where is that all at?
Mr. Chair, Representative Schaffler, I am not sure that I follow. There's food safety fees in the food safety program.
Some movement around in there.
But I don't know if it's specific to dairy inspections. It's for all inspections of all facilities that deal with food except for restaurants, which is dealt with by the Department of Human Services Public Health Program. But there certainly are dairy inspections in that section that might be package 200 that we'll be dealing with next.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Other discussions on package 090? Is there objections? Very nice.
Package 200 is a Food Safety General Fund Restoration Package. This package would add general fund, in the governor's budget, adds general fund and other funds to restore 25 of the eliminated positions and assume some fee increases. LFO is recommending the package be approved as modified to add $1,996,744 of general fund and reduce $1,017,049 of other funds from the governor's recommended package. This package would restore 5 positions that were eliminated in GRB, but then eliminates 3 positions that have been held vacant by the department, which will reduce the program capacity to some extent. I know that we had lengthy discussions about this package and this program during subcommittee hearings. I would just point out that the House budget plan increases substantially the general fund support for the program above and beyond what is in the governor's budget, and thus you'll see the reduction of other funds signifying the need for a much smaller fee increase. I would point out that fees have not been increased in this program since 1987. Later on today, you'll be dealing with House Bill 2593, which would implement the fee increases necessary to fund this package.
Is that 2539?
Oh, I'm sorry, 2539. I'm sorry. Thank you, Representative.
Page 7.
This is package 200, the food safety package. Again, this would have a net effect, this package, of restoring 2 positions and 2 FTE.
Just a question, Paul. In the deletions that we've had in package 70, have we had any general fund money in this particular, these programs in the previous biennium?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there is general fund in the current biennium for the food safety program. The governor's budget adds about $650,000 of general fund to what's currently in, bringing, I think, based on what's just the governor's budget, would be about $1.1 million of general fund support. So this, and you'll see in the governor's budget, you see there's 25 positions and 25 FTE restored. That is the restoration from the package 070. And then additional 2 positions and 2 FTE are also restored from that package 070 with the LFO recommended adjustments to this food safety package.
Is there any other discussion on package 200? Representative Mark?
Yes. Do we need to take up 2593 now to assume that, or are we? That's a question.
Mr. Chair, Representative March, I don't believe so. I think that we can assume some fee increase will occur with the package and deal with that bill at a later date. In fact, the Senate budget version that's coming out this afternoon, they don't even have the fee bill in front of them. They'll be assuming some modifications to the fee bill when they get it, but passing the budget out, assuming those modifications.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I take a motion. Assuming March moves, we accept package 200. Is there any further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
package 202 as the food animal tracking system package. This adds a position and federal funds limitation to work with the USDA in developing a national animal tracking system. This is in response to the animal disease outbreaks, and most notably the BSE or mad cow outbreak that occurred during the current biennium. And LFO is recommending approval of the package with PERS adjustments, and also to make the position limited duration until we're sure that the funding would be continued by the federal government.
An important package.
I would move that package and comment that this is a critical to Oregon's cattle and industry.
Thank you, Representative. I appreciate the comment on this. Did I hear something in the news recently about another case or reporting in Washington or something of that type? The body language tells me. So obviously this is a problem we continue to need to be vigilant on. So I have a motion. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Package 205, the bioterrorism coordinator position, funds a position to act as a bioterrorism response coordinator working within the department, primarily dealing with preparing for any potential attacks on the state's food supply. These are federal funds received as other funds because they come through DHS. You saw a similar type of package in the Department of Environmental Quality budget you dealt with a few weeks ago, working more on chemical terrorism. This would focus on bioterrorism. LFO is recommending approval as modified with the PERS adjustments, and also to make the position limited duration until such time as we're sure that the federal government will keep investing this money in the state.
So Booth March was package 205. As recommended, is there discussion? Is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you.
Let me stand just these for half a second. Representative Krieger, are you going to be handling?
Package 801 makes the standard adjustments to reflect a lower PERS rate and Attorney General rate, and LFO is recommending approval.
So moved.
Representative March moves package 801. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none.
Package 810 makes some additional adjustments, the first of which is to add $75,000 of other funds limitation to the shellfish testing program to increase the frequency of testing the frequency and a number of locations of testing to ensure adequate testing for shellfish for recreational use. This revenue comes from ODF&W and originates with the shellfish license fee. There's sufficient money to provide this additional limitation to the department. The department already received some recreational shellfish license revenue for testing. This would add $75,000 to that. This is the product of some discussions with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, state police, and I believe this is the only enhancement using shellfish license revenue you'll see in budgets this session. The package 810 also adds $55,000 of general fund to test package weights to ensure proper weight for goods sold. You'll note that during the subcommittee hearing, there was a lot of discussion about the performance of these tests and the increased frequency of finding packages that are not of weight. The department has almost all the general fund was stripped out of this program. during the special sessions. This would partially restore some of that funding so the department could continue testing for prepackaged weights. And LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Just a clarification, are we adding 75 of other funds, or are we adding 75 total funds with 20 other funds and 55 general?
Mr. Chair, Representative March, what's happening is it's a combination of the two different pieces. So you're adding the $75,000 of other funds, but I failed to say that when we're adding the $55,000 of general fund personal services, we're reducing $55,000 of other funds personal services. So that you add $75,000, but you take away $55,000, so the net increase is $20,000 in this package.
Okay, because some of the money is already in the main. Okay. Thank you. I would so move.
Representative Marcus, package 810 be approved as recommended. Is there further discussion? Are there any objections? Council so ordered.
Package 811 is a package to restore three laboratory services positions that were eliminated in the 070 package that are related to the food safety program. These positions don't only work on food safety. In fact, that there's likely that the work on the food safety side won't be necessary anymore, but the department has requested restoration of these positions and other funds limitation for the position to be able to work on testing of agricultural products being exported to ensure that they meet the destination market requirements, and also some of the increased testing associated with the shellfish money that was just approved. LFO is recommending approval of this package, noting that the funds would only be available if there is the demand from the market side, but it allows the department some flexibility in meeting that demand if it does occur. Again, we're recommending approval of adding three positions and three FTE, $289,355,000 of other funds limitation.
So move. Approval of the recommendation, package 811. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So,
package 815 again is the package used to make the 3% reduction of general fund and service supplies and capital outlay. LFO is recommending approval of the package as necessary to implement the House budget plan.
Package 815 be approved as a whole recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, moving to the natural resources policy area, which is page 10 of 20. Package 090 in the governor's budget made a number of fund shifts using Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds and also Measure 66 Lottery Funds. It reduced support for soil and water conservation districts and also had a second elimination of positions and general fund doing insect pest prevention work. LFO is recommending approval of the packages modified. First, to deny the shift of support for Oregon Plan and Salmon Recovery Activities from general fund to PCSRF federal grant funds due to concerns expressed by NOAA Fisheries, and moving these activities to Measure 66 operations lottery funds instead, and also that's it for this package, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Studying going on, package 090. Any questions?
Just Mr. Chair, in the future, hopefully, when we have a whole bunch of money, it'd be nice if we left that money in OLEB and funded this out of general fund. I'm not against doing this, but I don't know if that'll ever happen. But I'd like to keep that money with them councils if I could someday, but. Got to have a dream, right, Representative?
Well, and I am concerned about the continual eroding of support for the Oregon Plan and salmon recovery activities. So,
Well, if I would, you know, certainly appreciate my colleagues' concerns on the issue of the Oregon plan and salmon activities. However, with all due respect, it does seem to me that probably that agency is the one agency that has somewhat of a surplus of money rather than a shortage of money. So,
Mr. Chair, if you look at the old web when I was on it, what they had for Measure 66 and the amount of federal money they got, and you look at it today, you know, it's a huge, huge investment and increase. And I think we're committed to try to sustain that as soon as we get our state back on a level playing field.
Yeah, I certainly think everybody is committed to you know, maintain the Oregon plan and the operation of the way.
It'll work.
Discussion as such here, but I know many of us have put a lot of time and energy into that program, and at least while we're here, I can be very happy to if it doesn't maintain its viability. So appreciate your comments. So
thank you, Mr. Chair.
If there's no other discussion, do I have a motion? President Shoffer moves acceptance of package 090. Any further discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Package 301 is a package dealing with sudden oak death. Would add some positions and make them permanent. These positions were added as limited duration last biennium. The funding source looks like it will continue for a while, so LFO is recommending approval of the package to move the positions to permanent and also make the PERS modifications.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative March. Moves package 090 as recommended. Is there any discussion?
I just want to comment. This is another one of those critical issues to the nursery industry, and sudden oak death has caused a lot of damage throughout Oregon and California especially, and we need to monitor the imports of the material.
Thank you, Representative March. I you know, truly appreciate those comments because this is a problem that could have devastating effects on our natural resource industries in the state, nursery industry, among others, might be affected. So.
Mr. Chair, too bad we're not afflicted with a sudden Himalayan blackberry death. That'd be good in my yard.
Yeah,
we'll go for that.
Well, we could have the, not this budget, but we could have perhaps the experiment station work on that.
That's why I bought a bulldozer.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Did I have a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Perfect. Capital moves. Package, get me confused again here.
301.
301, as recommended. Is there any further discussion? No further discussion or any objections? None so.
Package 302, threatened and endangered plant funding. This program was shifted during 2002 special sessions from general fund, or what general fund was in the program, to all other federal funds, excuse me, with the direction agency was to secure federal funding for the program. They've been unable to completely fund the program with federal funds, although there is some federal funding in the program. The governor's budget restores the general fund in the amount of $242,283. LFO is recommending approval as modified, and instead of using general fund, to use Measure 66 lottery funds, specifically $78,774 of Measure 66 operations dollars and $162,283 of Measure 66 capital lottery funds. I would note that this package also includes a PERS and AG rate adjustments, and that's why the lottery fund add back is a little bit less than what the general fund reduction is in the LFO recommendation.
Just a question. Does this appear to be in line with the spirit of Measure 66?
Mr. Chair, Representative March, we believe it absolutely does. It's directly related to protecting threatened and endangered plant funding. And Measure 66 speaks not only to SAM recovery, but to watershed enhancement and recovery as well.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Representative Shoffman moves package 302. Is there any further discussion? Any objections? None, so ordered. And we'll pass over package 303.
Okay. Package 801 is the LFO analyst adjustment. Makes the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate, and that's public employee retirement system rate, and the attorney general rate, and LFO is recommending approval of this package.
So package 801. Is there any discussion?
Package 802 makes a number of technical adjustments, first of which is to correct an error made in GRB. In package 090, I discussed briefly the 600 and I believe it was $21,705 general fund reduction to the plant program and the insect pest prevention program specifically. This cut was unable to be supported with the base general fund, so this package would correct the error by using Measure 66 operations dollars to replace that general fund that was incorrectly reduced in GRB. I think there was a lot of discussion during subcommittee about the need for this technical adjustment. So LFO is recommending approval of funding to restore the positions cut in GRB with lottery funds Measure 66. This package also removes $500,000 of other funds limitation in the 309 non-point source grant program. These grants come from the Environmental Protection Agency through DEQ that then makes grants to other entities, including the Department of Agriculture. LFO doesn't believe that the limitation is necessary at this time. If the department were to get grants for non-point source work, they could approach the emergency board if their existing other funds limitation was not sufficient. And then finally, the package 802 would provide some carry forward limitation for the weed control grants made in 0305 with Measure 66 lottery funds. These are the capital dollars that won't be fully paid until 0507. So this is some carry forward limitation in the amount of $226,000. Again, this is for grants made this biennium, but that won't be fully paid until next biennium. So LFO is recommending approval of the package with these three technical adjustments.
Any discussion? Make a motion.
So,
okay, Martin, we approve package 802. Is there further discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Package 803 is used for vacancy savings. This package would eliminate 8 vacant positions in this policy area, 3.2 FTE, and then you'll see a reduction in the other funds and federal funds related personal services. And LFO is recommending approval of this package.
So moved.
So moved. Representative March on package 803. Any further discussion? Objections? Sorry.
Package 810 makes a number of fund shifts necessary to implement both the House and Senate budget plans. This package would shift $2,244,775 of general fund support for implementation of agricultural water quality plans to Measure 66 operations lottery funds. These programs have been supported with Measure 66 lottery funds in the past. LFO is recommending these be shifted back to Measure 66 operations to free up general fund for use in other areas and to backfill for the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund shifts that were in the governor's budget that we're no longer able to implement because of concerns by NOAA Fisheries. The package also shifts $900,000 of general fund support in the confined animal feed operations program to Measure 66 operations lottery funds, and shifts $1,602,239 of general fund support for Soil and Water Conservation District Administrative and Local Management Agency grants to Measure 66 operations lottery funds. In addition, it shifts $1,820,865 of Measure 66 operations lottery funds for technical services grants to soil water conservation districts that are used to build local capacity to implement projects in support of salmon and steelhead recovery, and moving those to Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery federal funds, which will be treated as other funds in this agency. So you'll see the combined general fund reduction of $4,747,014, and then the addition of the lottery funds for the agricultural water quality plans, the confined animal feeding operations, and then the admin support grants for soil and water conservation districts, which adds $2,926,149 of lottery funds, and the $1,820,865 of other funds, which is the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery federal funding received from NOAA Fisheries and used for implementation of projects that support salmon and recovery, salmon and steelhead recovery. And LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Representative Mark.
Have we used the lottery Measure 66 money for support of the confined animal feed operation program in the past?
Mr. Chair, Representative Marsh, yes, we have.
Okay. I can definitely see the logic behind this, but I just want, for the record, in light of the news lately, that I will not ever support any confined halibut ranch feed operations with Measure 66 money.
Just for the hell of it.
We would recognize that might be outside of the jurisdiction of 66 money. But thank you, Representative.
My pleasure.
Do I have a motion?
So I have to say a trial for the hell of it, Ranch.
Acceptance of LFO package 810 recommendation. Is there further discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Package 815, it is a package used to implement the House budget direction to reduce general fund support for services, supplies, and capital outlay by 3%, and LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Motion to move. Thanks, Officer. Moves approval of LFO recommendation package 815. Is there any discussion? Any objection? And so, and maybe, Paul, we can go back to the 300 package, and not only this, but the previous one. I think these are the only two that we have.
Mr. Chair, that is correct. There is a package 303 related to pesticide use reporting system in admin services, which would be on page
4 of 20.
And then there's another package that we just skipped over that's on page 11. That's also package 303. And this package in natural resources policy area adds general fund and other funds and five positions to complete and operate the pesticide use reporting system. This package in natural resources also adds $142,946 of general fund to establish a program to educate consumers on safe use of pesticides and fertilizers, and adds $297,415 of general fund to restore funding the Pesticide Analytical Response Center, including evaluations of suspected exposure to pesticides. And as the elimination of these two packages is included in the House budget plan, LFO is recommending denial of these two packages.
Okay, we have we're looking at the two packages then on page 4 and page 11 on package 303, and Ellen Forward is recommending denial of these packages. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this, we've been dealing with this issue for some time. An agreement was made a few sessions ago over this and has steadily been blocked. We need to, I think, move ahead with this system. I know there's been concerns over things like bioterrorists and eco-terrorists and other terrorists, and frankly, having been on a farm and applied these things and knowing some of the compositions of them, I mean, farmers are probably the least targetable. If I was in one of those, all I'd do is turn to a phone book. Any phone book will tell you where to go if you wanted to do eco-terrorism. The importance of this is something that's it's a real health issue, and I think probably the real people that need the most education, and that's in the consumer education area, are urban folks who've never been exposed to, you know, never had any training at all, and don't know the complexity of the various chemicals that they may be using, whether it's herbicide, pesticide, fungicide, or anything else, and even fertilizers. I think this issue is a critical one. I hope that when we get into the final budget negotiations, because I know this isn't the only budget out there, that we reach some sort of agreement to move forward with this. So I'll be objecting to these two denials, but I just wanted to put that on the record.
Thank you, Representative Mark. Appreciate very much your position and appreciate your testimony on this.
Mr. Chair,
I'll
be supporting these packages, but, you know, I'm glad to see my colleague from Portland recognizing that the urban areas probably where we need a lot more education than we do in the rural areas. The farmers can tell you through a thimbleful how much they put and where. They can also tell you how much it cost. But you know what, this is, we got, whether it's concerns over privacy or terrorism or the environment or the cost or the economy or the industry, this is just a classical failure to communicate. You got people button heads here that aren't going to move. It's vexing for me. I love that word. This whole issue. And I just don't know what to say, Mr. Chair. I'm lost for words, but I think I'm concerned about what goes into my little girl's drinking water and air. Don't get me wrong, I am. But until there's some kind of willingness to work together, I don't see us going anywhere on this. So thank you for indulging me, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Appreciate your comments. Any other comment?
I have some, Mr. Chair, but I'll just
go
for now.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Representative Shoffman moves the exception, the denial of packages 303 in the two sections, the natural resource section and the administration administrative services. And is there further discussion? Noting Representative March's vote, we would deny the, we would accept Delafoe's recommendation to deny the two aforementioned 303 packages. I'm sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, picking up with the agricultural development policy area, which begins on page 15 of 20. You'll see an 070 package, which is a reduction package based on revenue. LFO is recommending approval of and also package 090, which is a similar type of package that eliminates 38 seasonal positions, 11.10 FTE and services supplies in the commodity inspection program, and makes the smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval of package 070 and 090.
Have any discussion? Motion?
To move.
Representative Shoffler moves the approval of LFO recommendation in package 070 and 090. Is there any discussion? Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are we in this doing harm to the inspection program?
Mr. Chair, Representative Marsh, I think that's a fair question, and I might just defer a little bit until we get to a package later on in which we're adding some
back.
FTE and some limitation back.
Okay, I missed that in the review. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, we would approve LFO recommendation 070 and 090.
Package 400 is the Agriculture Development and Marketing Division Compliance Certification Package. In the Governor's budget, it added $698,597 of general fund to provide technical assistance to the agriculture industry regarding various certification programs, and also add a position to ensure that the industry is active in any renewable energy initiatives. LFO is recommending denial of this package as it is not included in the House of Budget Plan.
Okay. Good discussion. That motion.
Motion.
Representative Krieger moves for acceptance of or denial of package 400. Any further discussion?
We have more money.
Unfortunately. Hearing any objections? Hearing no objections. So.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. Again, this makes the standard adjustments to reflect the lower public employee retirement system rates and attorney general rates. And also, you'll see a notation in the work session action report discussing the lottery fund revenue that the department actually needs to assist with operations of the County Fair Commission. The department has $34,000 of lottery dollars limitation in this program area to staff the County Fair Commission. LFO is recommending that the revenue be reduced by $21,000 because the department has that as an ending balance going into the next biennium. So the expenditure limitation of $34,000 does not change. Just the amount of money coming into the program is reduced. And this is a note so that we can document that and make sure that when we get the lottery allocation bill completed towards the end of each of the respective chamber's budget plans, that it reflects the correct revenue transfer. So LFO is recommending approval of this package.
So moved.
Representative March moves the approval of package 801. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Without objection, so ordered.
Package 811, or excuse me, package 803 is another vacancy savings package. This package will eliminate four vacant positions. However, it would add the FTE and the limitation for these positions to other existing positions to reflect the current operations of the shipping point inspection program. And I might just also do package 811, Mr. Chair, which restores FTE and other funds limitation that was eliminated in GRB, again, in the commodity inspection or shipping point inspection program. Package 811 adds 14.66 FTE, $1,250,252 of other fund limitation to existing positions. And as just a way of a little bit of background, This program has undergone some significant changes over the last few biennia. Previously, they used large numbers of seasonal positions with little bits of FTE to inspect products or commodities as they came off the line. And they have switched their operation more towards an audit-based program in which they help train industry representatives to do the inspections themselves than a full-time position goes around to the different operations and audits to make sure that the that those inspections are operating correctly. So the department doesn't have a need for as many of the seasonal positions and little bits of FTE, but instead really has a need to move those FTE in those months and a limitation onto other existing positions to reflect the way that the program currently operates. And so LFO is recommending package 803 and package 811 on page 16 of 20.
Telephone recommendation then is for the approval of the packages 803 and 811. Representative Martin,
so moved.
Opposed the approval of the packages 803 and 811. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Without objection, so ordered.
Package 815 is the very last package for this budget, the LFO recommendation. And again, this is the package used to make the 3% general fund service supplies and capital outlay reductions. And LFO is recommending approval of package 815.
Krieger moves for the approval of package 815. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Without objection, so
Mr. Chairman of the Committee, that ends the LFO recommendations. You'll see a few other pages in the report. One is for special programs. That's essentially zeroed out because that program unit is going to no longer be needed. And then a debt service program, that there is no debt service in the department. So there's nothing on that. And
is that
then
unconstitutional?
It's not unconstitutional that we don't have any debt.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I mean,
we could
do we allow
for
that?
Opinion on that.
Okay.
And again, Mr. Chair, that ends the LFO recommendations for House Bill 5158 as laid out in the Work Session Action Report dated 6/10/2005.
Very good. Where would you like to go from here?
Moving on to Section C, which is the recommended changes to the appropriation bill on the memo dated June 10th from LFO. You'll see significant detail of what will be included in House Bill 5158, which will be the budget bill for the Department of Agriculture. Both the House budget plan and the Senate budget plan have the department's appropriation bill being divided out more than it previously had. Previously, the department was given one general fund appropriation. You'll see three here, similarly for other funds and federal funds. And this is in continuation of a trend you've seen in a lot of natural resource budgets and other budgets to provide a little more specificity in appropriation bills when appropriating monies to departments of the state. So LFO is recommending these adjustments to implement the changes you just approved to the department's budget as recommended by the governor.
Exactly where you are on the page.
Mr. Chair, it starts on C, recommended changes to appropriation bill, and I think just a motion to approve the recommended changes to the appropriation bill as outlined in the LFO memo dated June 10th, 2005 would be in order.
Representative Morgan moves. And is there any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, it's 5158. Why do I have 5159?
Representative Schaffler, that'll be the next bill. Okay, that's the fee ratification bill that we're going to do next.
Okay, but we don't have a copy of 5158.
Mr. Chair, Representative Schaffler, you don't have a copy. It's a blank appropriation bill.
Okay, thank you.
Have the motion. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing no objection, sorry.
Now we need to move this to the floor.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move the House Bill, where are we here, 5158 as amended to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Morgan moves the House Bill 5158 as amended to the full committee, House Budget Committee. Is there any discussion on the motion? Representative Mark?
I'll be voting no on this, just for the previously noticed objections over the pesticide use reporting area. Overall, it's not a bad bill, but it does have that significant flaw.
Thank you very much for comments. Any other discussions? Any objections other than Representative Mark? Hearing none. So ordered. Noting Representative Mark's objection.
And if you regain control, if that's okay with you.
That would be. We're going to have Carrie and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, and we'll close the work session on House Bill 5158. And open a work session on House Bill 5159. Mr. Sievert.
House Bill 5159 is the fee ratification bill for the Department of Agriculture. You will see in the packet a copy of the Dash 1 amendments. Again, 5159 is a blank bill, so you don't have a copy of that bill, but with the insertion of these amendments, it will look exactly as you see here in the Dash 1 amendments. The bill is necessary to ratify fee changes that were implemented during the interim. All agencies that have statutory authority to administratively increase fees are required to send those fees to the legislature for ratification, and that is what House Bill 5159 does. The fee changes included for ratification are anticipated in generating about $1.7 million of other funds revenue during the 05-07 biennium, and they affect the fertilizer program, the livestock brand inspection program, the nursery program, and the animal health program. So LFO is recommending approval of the Dash 1 amendments.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? Representative Schaffer.
Madam Chair, this is a question for Mr. Sievert or the director or anybody out there. There is support among industries that are being impacted by these fees.
That was going to be my question, and I was wondering if the director could come forward and talk to us about the stakeholder work that's been done.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair, members. My name is Katie Koba, Director of the Department of Agriculture. These are fees that have been adopted by the department, and any time we go through a situation where we need to raise fees to fund our programs, we have very close communication with the industry about those fees, the services that we provide, the job that we're doing, and in the case of these fees, we did have support from the industry to increase the fees to maintain the operation of our program.
Thank you. Any further questions for the director while we have her here? I think you're off the hook. If there is no further discussion for Mr. Sievert or the department, I would accept a motion to move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 5159. We have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried, and I would accept a motion to move House Bill 5159 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. Representative March, could we prevail upon you to carry this?
I don't know. There's some of these are new fees and they're raising fees, and it's probably against my constitution at this point. But
well,
I would
consent. To regain your constitutional ground after your recent reversals and carry this.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
I will.
Thank you very much. Close the work session on House Bill 5159. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2539. Mr. Sievert.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2539 is a bill that would change the way the Department of Agriculture's food safety program fees are implemented. currently the department has the statutory authority to raise fees by administrative rule with a cap of $750 per category. They have divided up these fees into categories based on gross annual sales. What House Bill 2539 does is a product of industries working with the department to look at the amount of time that the department uses to inspect different facilities and different size facilities. That information was then used to create a fee schedule system in which separate fee schedules are adopted in statute by category for each of the different industry sectors. For example, there would be a different fee structure for the meat handling sector, for the retail sector, and for all the other sectors of industry that are regulated by the departments. You'll see a copy of the bill, 2539, a fiscal impact statement with the amount of revenue estimated to be generated by these changes, which is roughly $5.4 million of other funds during the next biennium, and a staff measure summary of the bill as it came over from the House Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources, and it was recommended as due pass by that committee and referred to Ways and Means and then to the House Budget Committee.
Questions or comments for Mr. Super? Representative Schaffler.
Thank you. It's the same question as before, some support from the industry and the people impacted. But I understand also that if we did nothing, some of the folks that have these fees imposed on them would actually, their fees would actually increase greater than if we do this. Is that accurate?
Mr. Chair, Representative Schaffler there. If you were to do nothing with the current law, in order to fund the program that you just passed, the department would have to raise the fees for different categories of gross annual sales. Right now, if you have gross annual sales of $10 million, you pay the $750 fee every year. If that cap wasn't raised, or this bill weren't passed, then the other categories, for example, the $1 million to $10 million of annual gross sales would have to go up, probably up to the $750. So you would have some compression with the biggest folks at the top not seeing any fee increase, and all the other folks with smaller gross annual sales getting a significant fee increase.
It's rhetorical, Madam Chair. Maybe we should do this with income tax, too.
We would definitely make you carry that.
I'll shut up now.
Representative Marks.
Thank you, Paul. I note that there's a somewhat revised revenue estimate dated in June from the original estimates back in February. Is that just a better kind of a better shot at what the amount's going to come in?
Madam Chair, Representative March, I would hope so. I would hope it's a better estimate. The department has looked at the categories of fees as presented by the proponents of this bill. They believe it'll generate enough revenue to operate the program as just adopted by this subcommittee, and create some small ending balance. I should note also that while the fees are set in statute, there is some ability in statute as well for the department to administratively increase those separate and distinct fees by, I believe, 2% annually.
So if they note a revenue shortfall coming, they could adjust a little bit, and then we would ratify those in the next session.
Madam Chair, Representative Marks, that is absolutely correct, and also I think to allow some capacity for just the normal cost of doing business increasing over years without having to go in and change in statute each of the fees every time.
Thank you.
Further questions or comments?
We are in public hearing right now, and I do have individuals that have signed up to come testify on this bill. So at this point, I would ask Dan Floyd from the Oregon Grocery Association to please come forward. Mr. Floyd, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Dan Floyd. I represent the Oregon Grocery Association, and Mr. Siebert said almost everything I'm about to say, so I'm going to cut it short. I'll definitely cut it short here. You've already addressed some of the questions that I thought you were going to ask me. So I will be simple. I just want to walk you through the top page that you should have in front of you right now. I'll skip some of the top stuff there. Put simply, in 0305 biennium, the Food Safety Division had a budget of $9.7 million. The fee structure generated $3.8 million. And we are going to go to a new fee structure, which we've already talked about, that's going to raise $5 million for the biennium. So we're going to take a modest fee increase, and like it has already been mentioned, industry representatives have got together over the last year with the Department of Agriculture. Everybody's in agreement with the modest fee increase. And to address Representative Schaffler's questions a little bit, there would definitely be a greater fee increase on some of the smaller licensees if we do not take action today or in the near future on this bill. As you see in the yellow column there, all the way at the bottom, if we do not have the modest 31% fee increase, it'd be a 95% fee increase industry-wide. But as we've talked about, the cap is set at 750, so that 95% would have to be absorbed mainly by the smaller licensees as far as gross annual sales are concerned. So I think that's probably all you want to hear from me. Everything's been addressed, so if you do have questions, I'm here for questions, but I urge your support.
Questions or comments from Mr. Floyd?
Just a comment.
Representative Schaffler.
At the beginning of the session, I had specifically one small retail owner whose business is in my district. I can't remember if she lives in my district or not, but she came in just frightened that we were going to increase her fee by 400%. And this is a lot better than 400%. I don't know where she got that number, but I think she'll be, her nerves will be at ease with this increase, as opposed to what she was worried about. So,
thank you.
I just wanted to thank you.
Comments or questions? Thank you very much. Call forward Dave Nelson. Mr. Nelson, thank you for being here.
Chair Morgan, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to offer a few comments in support of House Bill, whatever it is, 2539, I think is where we are. We do the Oregon Dairy Farmers Association. I represent the Oregon Dairy Farmers Association. My name is Dave Nelson. We do support the new and improved fee schedule over the proposal, which would result in a significant increase in fees on the smaller end of the dairy producers. I think it's a unique combination of trying to blend an ability to pay along with work demanded by the individual inspected individual, the supported individual. So we, out of the 340 or so dairy producers, there are only 52 or 3 that are above $1 million in sales. So they are a collection of relatively small producers scattered around the state, and their ability to continually absorb increased fees is very limited, particularly when price of milk is determined by the federal government based upon Minnesota and Wisconsin. Well, also, just a comment, we appreciate the restoration of the general fund support for this particular program. I think it's one of the most important programs that the Department of Agriculture operates for the general public. Also, I want to comment that the reduction in the amount from $3.5 million down to $3.2 million though does take us basically to the absolute minimum required by the FDA to meet our ability to ship milk in interstate commerce. We reduce the number of inspections per dairy from 3 inspections down to 2 inspections, transfer some of the functions of inspecting water quality or checking water quality that's used to clean the plant and facilities on the individual dairies, shift that responsibility from the Department of Agriculture to the individual producer as a private function. So whether that's a good deal or a bad deal, it erodes the quality of the inspection program to a certain degree and does, I think, put a flag on Oregon in the eyes of the Food and Drug Administration for that function of shipping raw milk in interstate commerce. So, thank you.
Well, and to comment on that, I think that those are issues that we need to keep an eye on. And if there is a need to modify the program in the future based on input that we get from the federal level of government, that's something that I'm trusting that your industry will bring to our attention.
We'll keep you appraised.
And with reference to the general fund investment in this, this is something that I feel very strongly about. I think that not only is this probably the most important program that the Department of Ag does for the public, but it's one of the most important programs that the state of Oregon does for the public, that there are tremendous public health issues here, and that there is a responsibility for all the citizens of Oregon to invest in this program because of the tremendous problems that could be caused if we're not doing these inspections effectively. So I very firmly believe in a strong general fund component of support here.
Thank you. We appreciate those comments.
Representative Shoffley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Being the father of a little girl that drinks a lot of milk, what assurances do I have that this reduction is going to make sure that the quality of inspection is going to take place on this private side in light of these reductions? That's my question, I guess, as a dad more than a representative.
Mr. Nelson, would you like to keep a stab at that, or do you want to keep that as a rhetorical question?
It's probably a rhetorical question. The issue is, obviously, as the ebb and flow of economics in the industry comes and goes, there's always going to be the temptation to cut corners to save costs, and the same thing is true in the budgeting process here, and I think it's very, very critical that we as an industry continue to maintain and to emphasize the need for aversion of problems through quality inspection and cleanliness in handling our food system.
Thank you very much. Call forward Katie Kova, Director of the Department.
Good morning again, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Katie Kova, Director of the Oregon Department of Agriculture. This bill that you have before you is obviously related to our budget that you just moved out of the committee, but I did need to take a moment to give you a little bit of a summary of the complex history around this issue. Last legislative session, we came before the committee, worked very closely with our LFO staff in trying to adequately anticipate the fee revenue that we were going to have coming into the program, coupled with the cuts to the general fund support last legislative session. We had expressed concerns that we didn't know if we could make it through this current biennium with the revenue that we had coming in. We were given direction to work closely with our analysts through the course of the biennium and do the best that we could. And if it appeared that we were going to have problems, work in the course of the biennium in terms of dealing with those issues. About a year ago, a little over a year ago, we realized we were not going to make it through this biennium based on the fee revenue that we had. And we began discussions with our fiscal analyst and with the industry, and we were prepared to, we had actually put out rulemaking and prepared to increase the fees within our statutory cap limit. this essentially meant that those firms that were at the cap, which are indeed the larger firms, would not receive a fee increase, and the smaller firms would indeed. Our intent was then to come back to this legislative session, raise the cap, and do a second fee increase on the larger firms. This caused a bit of a consternation, to put it mildly, and so we had, as I said, a series of meetings, and ultimately we ended up with a meeting with the speaker and other members of the industry and legislature to discuss the issue before you as a letter that I wrote following that meeting, which summarized our discussions in that meeting. Basically, we've always been in agreement. The industry has been very supportive of this program. We do rate this program as our number one priority program in the agency in terms of the food safety implications and the public health implications. So this was not an issue of the industry not supporting our program. We had, over time, with budget cuts, experienced loss of general fund support to the program, and I think that it had just come to the industry's understanding of really what that meant in terms of the loss of general fund and the fact that we needed to raise fees significantly in order to continue to fund the program at an adequate level. The industry had indicated they wanted general fund restored to the program and would be working to do that during this legislative session, which obviously they have done. And they expressed their concern about the two-step fee increase and the difficulty in terms of dealing within their own industry with that scenario and the fact that the smaller firms felt that they were taking an unfair hit in terms of supporting the program. We chose then at that time to not move forward with the fee increase and to undertake additional reductions in the program to get through the current biennium, with the understanding that together we would need to come to the legislature and deal with that issue this session. We spent a lot of time with the industry in the last year in terms of reviewing the program, the fees, the structure, and the industry has presented to you their version of what they're recommending in terms of a fee increase in this bill. We had also talked in terms of timing and raised the concern that we send out our annual renewals in May for the increase effective July 1, that at that time we were not talking about fees set in statute, but again, the concept that we currently operate under where we have a cap and we set the fees through rulemaking. We had indicated that we needed to have a conclusion to this issue fairly early in the session, March, so that we could go through our rulemaking process and send out our renewals in May for renewal in July. Obviously, that did not happen. And we have worked very closely with the industry and the analysts in terms of how we continue to operate our program given this uncertainty that we have now. In fact, we have sent out renewals to the industry now based on the current fee structure with a notice in that renewal that as soon as we know what the changes will be in the fees, we will have to send out a supplemental billing for increases for those firms who need an increase and refunds for those firms whose fees potentially could go down. So we will need to do that additional workload within our agency in order to accommodate how we've been dealing with this issue. The other issue that we talked about in that meeting was the fact that we had three positions vacant at that time in the agency, three field inspector positions, and we would agree to hold those position vacants through the remainder of this biennium in order to generate additional savings so we could get through this biennium without raising fees. But we had talked in that meeting about the fact that we didn't view that as a permanent issue, and in essence that was agreed to in the meeting that those positions would not be taken. In the budget for us that you just passed, those vacant positions were eliminated, and I do have concerns about that, and I want to talk just briefly about what that means in terms of operations for our program. As a result of eliminating those three field inspector positions, we are doing what Dave Nelson indicated in that our dairy water sampling program will be eliminated and transferred to the industry, and we will perform just an audit function of the industry's own sampling program. Again, in addition, milk tanker inspections and sampler grading inspections will be eliminated and transferred to the industry as well. We will be reducing our dairy farm inspections from three inspections per year to 2 inspections per year, which is the federal minimum. And we will need to watch closely to make sure that the feds are willing to accept that reduction. We will be eliminating one staff conference a year. Our field inspectors are located out throughout the state. They are housed out of their home, and so we're not always in close contact, and we need to bring the staff in on occasion through the year to make sure they're receiving necessary training and work that they need to do their job at a level that we expect. And we do need to reduce one of those staff conferences per year, and we are decreasing our mini staff conferences, which are basically bringing staff in regions together from 10 per year to 4 per year. Each field inspector will be receiving a 12% increase in terms of their assignment. This will be an additional 40 firms per inspector that they will have to inspect, and our goal is to make inspections 2 per year per firm. We have not been able to make those inspections at that level this current biennium, and we would be hard-pressed to continue that into next biennium. In addition, I would say the quality of our inspections is not at the level that we would find optimal. And I'm not talking here a Cadillac version versus a Ford version. We're talking about the kinds of quality inspections we feel we need to do to keep food safe in the state. The length of time that we're able to spend in a firm is reduced, and we do have some concerns about that. So, Madam Chair, I just wanted to put on the record the fact that even with this fee increase and with the budget that you have passed, we do have concerns that our food safety program is not operating at a level that we believe is important to operate it at. Thank you.
Questions or comments?
Madam Chair, I wish there was some way we could justify taking lottery money and putting it into this, because, I mean, you know, this is pretty important. Do you feel confident, Kate, as a parent, the milk our children are going to drink is going to be the highest quality we can provide?
Madam Chair, Representative Schaffler, I am a parent of 2 children. We've spent a lot of time within the agency talking about the cumulative effects of kind of slow cuts in the program. At what point in time do you really have a problem? At what time do you see it manifesting within the companies that we're inspecting? And there isn't a line between food is safe and all of a sudden it's not safe. We will do the best that we can with the resources that we have to run an excellent program, and it truly is an excellent program, great staff. And I guess that's my answer. We'll do the best we can with the resources we are given.
And just for the record, Madam Chair, I know men and women in the dairy industry are very proud of what they do, and my cousins are dairy farmers in Minnesota. I don't in any way want to say that they're not proud of what they do and the products that they provide. I just, when I hear you talk, your testimony as a parent, it scares me a little bit. So.
I trust that members, this agency is a very well-run agency. They have a long and proud history of keeping food safe, the area of it that's in their jurisdiction. And I would anticipate no problems in the agency coming forward if there were needs for infusions of cash in this program over the interim, certainly in the next session. I think that the overriding concern that all of us have to make sure that the food that we feed our families is safe food is absolutely shared by the agency. And I do not have any hesitation that if we are getting close to that line, even the agency is going to come forward and talk to this body about that. The emergency board provides them with that venue between sessions, and then, of course, in the legislature, that discussion can be freely had while we're in session. So with that, this is not without its challenges, and I think that the director's done an outstanding job of talking about the rather twisted and bumpy path that these discussions have taken through the last session of the legislature and through the interim. And this is an issue that we are going to continue to revisit because we care so much about the safety of food. But given the financial constraints that we're still under, the pent-up demand that we are attempting to satisfy in all the policy areas with the little bit of money that we have, I think that this is a very reasonable approach to this, and I have the greatest confidence in the agency's ability to manage, especially with the safeguards that we have in place.
No, I'm sure I absolutely share confidence in the good director and her good employees.
Any further questions or items of discussion while we're still in public hearing? Well, that brings to a close the people that I have signed up to testify. So I close the public hearing on House Bill 2539 and open a work session on House Bill 2539.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, there are no amendments before you, so you have the bill as presented.
No amendments. I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2539 to the full committee with due pass. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. I will carry this in full. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2539 and adjourn the committee.